This recording is with permission from Scholastic Limited. Chapter 6. What's wrong with you, silly goat? The dreams hovered thick on the air, seeping from the cracks and pores of the house. The creature licked its lips. It snuffled at the underside of the door. The fire dreamer was entangled in a nightmare. The creature could taste singed grass and charred bone. It could smell the dreams of the small boy, the late water, mud, grit and sunburned skin. Inside, the goat dreamed as well, radiating out the taste of old yams and mash. Badako tasted for the other sleeping things, but nothing else was there. Its skin prickled, sending a shiver down its arched back. It reached for the handle and the door cracked open, the firelight glow seeping into the night outside. Extending its head past the door, the creature blinked its milk-white eyes in brightness. Nothing stirred. The three dreamers were wrapped in sleep. It followed the scent and snapped at the air with sharp teeth, moving clickety-click on its many legs across the flagstone floor. It ducked under the stormy nightmare that cloaked the fire dreamer, avoiding the lightning crackle and the heat that threatened to scorch the creature's skin. Honey-sweet smells drew it further from the room. The boy lay with arms outstretched, his eyes seeing dreams behind their lids. The creature sang the song of sleep, weaving the words into a net, capturing the dream like a shoal of fish. It tightened the net, while the dream strained and fought against the song. But it was too late. The dream was caught. The boy was trapped. I woke up with my breath caught in my throat, a stone weighing my body down. Breathe. I focused on the rise and fall of my chest. I'd had the nightmare again. I could still see the flames out the corner of my eye. It was just a dream. Tao bleated and nudged my arm with his horns. I pushed him away. It's too early to get up now. I blinked in the half light. Tao nipped me. Ow! I went to push him away a second time when I noticed he was shaking. What's wrong with you, silly goat? Tao barked his deep warning cough. Oh no. I leapt out of bed and ran to Caleb's cot. It was empty. No blanket. No Mimar. No Caleb. I pressed my hands on the mattress. It was still worn. Caleb! I spun around. Maybe he's climbed out by himself. The fire was burnt out, but the cottage was flooded with pale morning sun. It took me a heartbeat to find the source of light, the open door. I'm still dreaming. I ran to the door and cupped my hands around my mouth, shouting, Caleb! I trembled, waiting for a reply. No Caleb sound. The garden gate was open, and Tao stood facing the path that led to the pasture, the same path that led to the lake and the forest. The last slice of the moon disappeared behind the sharp edges of trees as the sun rose up in the east. The switching hour had passed. With a jolt, I remembered the sound of a baby's cry the night before, the humming song that had seeped under the door. Badako. It couldn't be. Caleb! I ran towards the gate where he loved to play amongst the cabbage leaves. I hunted through the cabbage patch and the dusty holes from where yams had long since been plucked. I called his name over and over until my voice croaked. I checked the cottage. I opened the cupboards. I even pulled apart the cot to see if he'd got stuck underneath. The room was empty of anyone else but me. I ran outside into the sun. I shut my eyes tight, but all I could hear was the sound of the baby crying, the song that had sped through the cracks in the door. Badako, it's taken my small brother. I bent over as if I'd been stomach punched. I clutched my sides and howled at the ground. Tears went to my toes and made mud spots in the dirt. My heart pounded in my ears and my vision blurred. A tingling spread across my hands as I shook uncontrollably. Caleb! His name hammered against my throat, but I couldn't speak. I couldn't think. I was dimly aware of Tao pressing his forehead against my shoulder. Nothing else felt real. Dizziness swept over me. I couldn't get enough air into my lungs. I was breathing too fast. My lungs felt too small. What have I done? The words hissed through my clenched teeth. He's gone. Caleb, he's gone. The panic beast clawed at my insides. What am I going to do? I fumbled for the stone in my pocket. I grasped it and squeezed it tight until my nails dug into my palm. What do I do, Mama? I cried out. The shame and guilt flooded over my whole body, like freezing water, making me tremble violently. How could I have failed to look after him? It's all my fault. "I'm so sorry, Mama," I sobbed into my hands, pressing the stone against my cheek. I don't know what to do." But even though she was gone, I knew what she would say. "Find him, Amaya. Bring him home."